The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. You know, every day I take walks. I take several walks a day. I walk around the property here. I walk up and down the street a little bit sometimes. And as I'm walking, many times I'm alone with my thoughts, and so I challenge myself with different questions. We've been dealing the last couple of weeks with, why do I believe in God? And today we're going to pick up another question, and how I would answer is, somebody would ask me, why are you so sure that you're saved? How would you answer that question? Stay tuned. We'll get to the Scripture today. Our text is going to be 1 John chapter 5 as we consider His Word today. Why don't you go and check out our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find a number of things. There are a number of resources and different things, but especially if you'd like to go back and hear the messages and all of the messages in this series, you can hear them there at the website. Just click on where it says radio programs. There's also a link there that says contact us. We'd love to hear from you, whether it be through the website or through some other way. And if you'll send us an address, we'd like to send you our little prayer journal. This is just a little notebook that you can slip in a shirt pocket, in a purse, in a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night when we have prayer meeting. And at prayer meeting, I can write down the prayer requests, or, you know, if somebody says, pray for me, I can pull my notebook out and write it down. And I believe that gives them confidence that I am going to pray for them, and I do pray for them. And these are great little notebooks, and if you'd like to receive one, just write to us, either through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can request one by emailing me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. So why am I so sure I'm saved? Why are you so sure you're saved? You know, a lot of people have serious doubts about their salvation, and doubting your salvation is not always a bad thing. Because sometimes when we doubt our salvation, we can go back and kind of remember when we got saved and rehearse those things in our mind. And sometimes it gives us assurance. Now, if this is a serious issue for you, I'd suggest, first of all, that you continue listening to this program. But maybe you need to get in the Word of God and spend some time with God and find that assurance of your own salvation. Why am I so sure am I saved? You know, some say that when you question yourself, and when you question your own salvation even, that it's a work of Satan. But not necessarily. And it may have those doubts, but you can get that assurance. So, you know, why do I know I'm saved? Well, 1 John 5:13, let's start with that. We're going to look at a lot of different scriptures today. 1 John 5:13 says, a great passage of scripture. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, in this little verse, again, it's 1 John 5:13, John is telling us why he wrote this book. He wrote it so that we could know, he said, that we have eternal life and that we can believe on the name of the Son of God. So there's two things here. First of all, I would ask you, have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Are you believing in Him? And do you have that kind of confidence in your salvation that you could say, I know that I'm saved? Sometimes when I'm out witnessing to people and talking to people about their salvation, and I'll ask them, I say, do you know the Lord? Are you saved? Are you going to heaven when you die? I may ask the question in several different ways. And sometimes I get answers like, well, I sure hope so. Or I'm really trying. Or I'm not sure, but I think so. No, the Bible says here that you can know so. It's a certainty that you can have. And there are many passages of Scripture where Jesus promised. Now, do you believe in Jesus? He promised. It was a whole reason he came to earth. Matthew 18:11, he said, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And what about that passage that many of you have memorized? I memorized it, I know, as a child. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I remember learning that in Bible school, in vacation Bible school, and you know, I had it down, and I got to vacation Bible school one year, and they said, our memory verse is John 3:16. Like, I got it. And I said it, and she goes, okay, now do the next one. And I'm like, there's a next one? Well, there is a next one. I want to read it to you also. John, not only 16, but also John 3:17 also speaks about our salvation and that why Jesus again came. Verse 17 goes on and says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Jesus gave us a promise of that salvation. He said he would not turn me away. And him, the Bible says, that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And he promised that if I would trust him, he would give us eternal life in a home in heaven. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is John 14, where Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, I don't know what Thomas was saying, but Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so Jesus promised that we would have that place in heaven, and that we would have that eternal life. And so John wrote to us again about that, that we would know that we're born again, that we would know that we've trusted Christ, that we would know that we have eternal life. Now, another way I think that we know that we're saved, and one of the things that gives me assurance of my salvation, is to go back and remember when I got saved because of my own personal experience. I was saved when I was 8 years old in the Midwest, and I can go to the very church. It's still there. It's not the church that it once was. I believe it's a church today, but it's changed hands. I think they must have sold it. But I can go into that building and I can show you the pew I was sitting in when I understood the plan of salvation. Now, I grew up in church and I heard the plan of salvation many times. But there was something about this day that I understood what the preacher was saying. And I understood that day that without Christ, I was lost. And that if I was going to be saved, I needed to come forward and receive Christ as my Savior. And I'll tell you, when When that message was over and the invitation started, I was the first one down the aisle. And I remember going down. My preacher took me by the hand. And there I received Christ as my Savior that day. And so it's good to go back and rehearse in your mind and remember the day that you got saved. Now, there's another way I think that we know that we're born again, and that is because of the power that indwells us. I want to go back to the book of John, chapter 14 this time. We were in the first part. I want to go down a little bit further to verse 15. I'm going to skip around just a little bit for the sake of time. But here, Jesus made us another promise. It was the indwelling Holy Spirit. John 14, starting in verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me, because I live. Ye shall live also." Let me go down a few verses to verse 25. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." You see, Jesus, when we get saved, the Spirit of God comes in and indwells us. And Jesus said very specifically that he would be with you and he would be in you. And by the indwelling Spirit of God, he gives us power to do his will. God will never give us something to do that is beyond our ability. It may be according to his ability, but God can do that work, and we must seek his will every day and be sensitive to his will. And he gives us power to do his will, gives us power to do his work. God enables us to do the work he's called us to do. And sometimes it's beyond what we think we can do, but by the power that indwells us, God will enable us to do that work. God enables us, gives us power to be his witness. Remember, Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the earth." Are you sure you're saved? Make sure today. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.